came up with this idea. There was some study that says in 42 minutes or less, men and women know if they want to sleep with you.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And I thought, well, what if we just fucking set an alarm for 50 minutes into a date and be like, okay, so how do we think this is going?
That's like some Black Mirror shit.
Right?
Yeah.
But why not?
I think if you're not vibing on any level, it's doomed.
Okay. This is just one of your...
When men grow on women, quote unquote, it's because the woman has something that's blocking her, whether it's their looks, whether it's their level of success, what they make, but they do vibe with them. Like, as far as sex goes, we're so much better now.
Right?
I was out here dirty talking in my 20s.
No. Now, don't you wish you could?
The stuff that comes out of my mouth, I'm like
what?
You go, girl.
And you're like, wow, who said that?
What do you say? Like, what?
I think you have to just talk about a guy's dick.
Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm joined by Raina Greenberg and Ashley Hasseltine from the Girls Gotta Eat podcast. And we're talking about efficient ways to date and how your sex life actually gets better as you get older. How about that? And I'm taking your calls and your emails. Topics include non-negotiables. Are they only meant for relationships or they can be applied to sex and dating too? Being a sexual person, what does that really mean to you? The perfect positions when you're told you're just too big. Plus, you're bold over the phone and in text, but in person, you become extremely timid. What do you do? All this and more. Thanks for listening. So I don't know, you have to listen to my show for a total of 5 minutes maybe before you hear something about the Womanizer. I mean, all their products are amazing, so I always share about them. But just when you think they might be at the end of their innovation rope, they're not. Because they shocked me again with the new Womanizer Duo. Okay, I've long called the Womanizer the clit whisperer, and now those whispers are carrying over to the G-spot. What? The Womanizer Duo uses the same pleasure air technology to indirectly stimulate the clitoris, but with an internal vibe, curve for internal stimulation to get the best of both worlds. Okay, let that sink in for a minute. Pleasure air technology and internal stimulation in one toy. And you can have one turned on, one off, or have both on, and select from the 12 intensity settings on either motor. Totally customizable. Plus, it still offers that same smart silent technology as the Womanizer Premium. You know, in case you have roommates, kids, visiting in-laws, randomly barging through your door that you could have sworn you locked. I hate when that happens. It's also totally waterproof, so you can use it in the bath or the shower. Simple. This thing is insane. To check out the Womanizer Duo for yourself, go to sexwithemily.com/womanizer. That's my site, sexwithemily.com/womanizer today.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com because you're going to love our site if you haven't been there. Oh, also, find us at all social media across the board. It's at Sex with Emily. And you can find me on SiriusXM Radio Monday through Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific on SiriusXM Stars 109. And you can also call in, even if you don't have Sirius, at 888-947-8277 because I answer your questions at that time live. Or you can get a free subscription at sexwithemily.com/SXM. It's actually a 30-day subscription, but it is free. Also, guys, what else? I don't know. I guess that's all. Enjoy the show. I'm very excited to welcome my guests. Podcasters, they also have a podcast. This is the big podcast site. Girls Gotta Eat.
Hi.
We're welcome, so you guys. Welcome. Thank you for being on the show. Raina Greenberg and Ashley Hasseltine?
Hasseltine. It's fine.
You got it, right.
Everybody cool. gets it wrong. I go by both.
Okay, but you guys, so Raina and Ashley, tell me Girls Gotta Eat. How did you come with that title?
The show was going to be about dating and relationships. I have a food Instagram account, but we were trying to marry the two, and then Ashley actually came up with the idea.
Girls gotta eat.
Yeah, girls gotta eat.
Girls gotta eat. We gotta do what we gotta do. We gotta hustle. Okay, so tell me.
Right.
Okay, so I've been listening to your show. I love it. I was like, all the stuff, like the dating and how it's changed, because you guys are in your 30s now. right?
Yes.
Early 30s.
Allegedly.
Yes.
We're okay, can we talk about age?
Yeah.
Because last girl, let's just say, or we're, Jamie's in her 20s. We talk about things in her 20s. How has it changed right now? What's going on? What are you looking for?
Like, how is our dating life different in our 30s than our 20s?
Yes.
I think my standards are lower because the pool is smaller. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. The bar is low.
Do you really think it is?
Yeah. You be in New York in your 30s, you'll take anything.
I do not think that's true.
It's true.
Okay, why is that? Because they're all going for girls in their 20s? Like, I really have to understand this.
I think it's a smaller pool of people. I think in New York, it's interesting. I mean, every city has their own breed of terrible. I'm sure in LA, there's a different reason why it's terrible.
Yeah, terrible everywhere. Yeah. Everyone thinks they live in the worst town.
Right.
Everywhere.
I think in New York, it's just every woman is so amazing, beautiful, successful, dynamic, works out every day, has hobbies. And
well, the options are endless.
Yeah.
Like,
but look at you, girl. Like, women.
Yeah, we're part of that.
Girls.
Yeah.
Do I say girls or do you say women?
We say both.
Well, the podcast says girls in the title.
Exactly.
So,
girls gotta eat.
We try to say women. I try to say women as much as possible.
I do too, but I did that a lot and then I came back to girls just easier. But I get it. Anyway, you hear what I'm saying.
Yeah. We go between the two.
Okay. I don't feel like that's true. I feel like this is your negative beliefs that you're telling yourself that there's no men.
Look, I moved here with positive beliefs.
Where'd you move from?
I moved from Atlanta, which I thought was bad. And then I moved to New York and I was like, oh, I was so wrong.
No. Okay. So Ashley, I don't think that's true. I think that you feel this too? That there's, because that's what you're going to keep finding is that there's no one here. Okay. Tell me why.
I don't think that there's no one here. I just think that, I think that we live in New York for a reason. I think the most interesting, amazing men in the world live here, too. I think that, like, the pool of men is incredible. I think the reality is when you're in your 30s, there are just less people. I wouldn't want to go to another city.
Where do they go? I'm just trying to lift you up here.
Well, and people get married later, so there's kind of a Neverland thing of, like, there's no pressure to ever settle down. And it's a very, like, reach the top, next best thing. There's somebody better around the corner. There's a better job around the corner. There's like, you meet some woman, she's wonderful in every way. There's somebody that's like that woman, but a teeny bit hotter. That's the mindset.
Right.
That's
what people have been saying even before dating apps. They say like, oh, bigger, better deal. Someone's looking, especially in LA, people are looking over your shoulder and there's always something else. So do you guys, here's what I want to know. Do you know specifically what you're looking for in a partner? Like, do you have your non-negotiables? Are you still kind of in the dating, figuring it out? Are you ready to?
He likes me.
Come on. You have to check them out, you guys. Go to.
No, okay.
I'm just like.
Yeah, we also, Rain and I are, we're building this business. We're having a great time. Like,
girls,
we're not really on a really. Like,
you're not
we're
like
not putting a lot of pressure on each other.
No, I know. Okay, yeah. So what is it? So tell me what the show that you've been doing now a year, and you've had this wild success, which is amazing, you guys. There's like a gazillion podcasts right now, and their podcast is killing it. And you guys have successful businesses, so you're not really focusing on the dating thing. But your show talks a lot about dating.
Right.
So in the last year of talking about dating, how has it impacted your lives?
I think it is really, you know, we have a lot of guests on the show from a wide range. So everything from sex toy shops to therapists to comedians, and from interviewing all these people, I think we've amassed such a wealth of knowledge about how dating works and relationships and love and sex and all these things, and it's helped me to just relax.
Good.
It's helped me to be less judgmental of other people's behavior. It's helped me to just be like, okay, maybe somebody's not into me. That's fine. Maybe I'm not their person. And it's not, I don't take things so personal as much as
that's
I used to.
That's good. That's healthy. Because don't you feel so, okay, so we talk about this on the show. So let's say you go on a date with someone. And you probably hear this from listeners, like, and they don't call you, right? You think it's a great date, it's amazing, and then you don't hear from them, or if you know, and then can you let that go, or do you think that do you have to analyze it and wonder what happened? Like, what have you learned from that?
For,
if that happened to you, maybe it hasn't.
Of course, it happens to everybody, you know.
Okay,
and I
right.
think that's one reason why people love our podcast so much. And we are in our 30s, but we have a listeners that range from, 18. We've had girls be like, I'm in high school.
Oh,
we're
sure.
like, this is a little too much for you, but all the way to 50s and older. So everybody's dealt with that. I think it helps people to hear it being talked about. You're like, oh, everybody's dealing with the same shit.
Can yeah.
I curse?
Of course, yes.
So
totally. Do you?
But what I think we preach more than anything is to love your life and what you have going on, and then those things don't bother you as much.
Right.
Like, I think women put a lot of pressure on, I got to find this guy, I got to get married, I got to settle down. So when these little things happen, you freak out. So you're like, that set me back in this quest for my partner. And we're just like, no, girl, get a career you love, get great friends, have a great job, have great hobbies. You have to love your life other than this man. You can't have that be the one thing that fulfills you.
Exactly. It's so true.
So we just, I mean, Raina and I were lucky to have this platform, but like this, the terrible quote unquote stuff that happens to us, that happens to everybody, like we are able to laugh about it. It is the best, like,
it's like therapy
fodder.
For yourself,
really,
and for your listeners, it sounds like. Just kind of be like, this happened to me. And then you guys are like, oh yeah, that's all, it happened to everybody. So you guys dating mostly on the apps? Are you meeting people out when you meet them? Even though there's no one.
No, I don't feel like there's no one.
Everyone thinks it's just terrible.
Every relationship I've ever had, I've met people in person and like through friends, through work, things like that. So I meet people a lot in real life. Ashley and I are really fortunate to travel a lot. So we meet guys on the road. We get to see our ex-boyfriends on the road, in my case, you know.
That's fun to have an ex to date and an ex. I was telling Jamie.
Yeah, not to date, but
my
to
producer,
sleep with.
Yes. Yeah. I used to have an ex in New York. I had one in LA. I used to live in San Francisco.
That's the goal.
I had a man in every port. I'm like, Jamie. And I'm like, I used to, but not, it's been over. They got married, whatever happened, but maybe they're divorced by now. But it was fun just to kind of show up. For you.
I'm
gifted. But just to kind of show up, be like, yeah, it's
I'm here.
Easy.
Have sex,
like,
with me.
Like,
yeah.
We already did it. We know how it works.
And that's kind of, that was my goal for 2019, was like to get a guy in every city. And so sort of happen. Like, I'm headed to LA next week. I'm like lining up my two semi-prospects.
Okay, where are you going to be in LA next week? You have to go check out Ashley and Raina. Because you guys are you not in a committed relationship?
No, we're not. But she's taking like a friend trip. I'm actually not going to be with her.
Oh, okay.
I know. It's,
and I'm going to a friend's comedy taping. So I'm like kind of doing.
Got it. Okay.
But Raina and I, we are in a committed relationship together, if that's what you are.
It feels like you are.
That's what you're getting at. Yeah, right. We have a marriage. We have like a business.
I love that it all works out. It does, right? I mean.
Yeah. And we didn't really, you know, it's funny because people are like, what's your origin story? How long have you guys known each other? You must have been friends forever. But we really met and then started the podcast pretty shortly thereafter. And I mean, we always laugh because we never thought like, can I be in business with this person? Do I trust this person? And you know, I trust Ashley completely. Like, I was in Cuba for the last 4 days, so I was like really out of pocket, and I was like, I have a partner who I can trust to respond for me, represent me. I didn't know that was going to be the case.
That's so hard. And a lot of times it's not the case.
Absolutely,
truly not. Oh, like, God, a lot of people to know that. I'm so glad you guys. So okay, when you go on the road, then, so you'll be going, where are you going next?
San Francisco,
that's
Portland,
fun.
Seattle.
Cute guys in San Francisco.
Oh yeah,
yeah. We've heard
that'll
positive
be great.
Things.
San Francisco.
I'll tell you what,
they're gonna love you in San Francisco.
We can't wait.
Yeah, and okay. Denver, we have heard, is good.
Yes, Denver's like a thriving metropolis.
Yeah. Chicago's not terrible. New York
Chicago's
and LA
great.
Are notoriously terrible.
But is it that bad? Yeah, I guess so. I mean, the guys, it just, you're not on the apps, or are you on the apps doing?
I do Hinge.
Hinge is a good one. People like Hinge.
Just quality. Like, I like the way it's set up. I can figure out if someone's funny, kind of.
So what's your rules on that now? How long do you have to know someone before you go out with them? How long do you have to text? Do you text before you go out with someone? Or what, do you ever FaceTime
like
first?
Like one text each.
Well, I agree. Right? Like, literally, I'm not continuing a texting relationship with you. Is that what you tell people? Like,
yeah.
We feel pretty strongly that there's no reason to get into these like long pen pal relationships with a person on a dating app. So like, you know, text back and forth for like a day, see if you vibe. Like, I want to see if I like your sense of humor, but like, I don't need to know like what you had for lunch and what you're doing at the gym today. Like, I don't know you. So like, meet up with me, have a drink, let's see if we vibe, or like, let's dead this, but I don't want to prolong this weird conversation cycle.
Yeah. I'm on the same page, because if I've seen relationships work out, I have a guy friend he's getting married, he's engaged to someone he met on an app. It was one of those things of like, hey, I'm in Soho, or they just met on an app. He was like, she looks like my type. Do you want to meet right now? And they're getting married. So that, if you're in the mood and it happens, that can work. Yeah. Or, you know, I'll text with a guy for a day or two, see if I'm feeling it. But
how's sex different now for you guys, your 30s and your 20s?
Well, I'm better at sex.
Yeah.
I think I'm just less scared to ask for what I want. I think before, I mean, I've always enjoyed sex, whether it ended in an orgasm or not. I've always just enjoyed the whole act of it and pleasing somebody else and all that. But I think now I'm just much more willing to ask for what I want, do what I want. Would you say so too? You too?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm in a little bit of a dry spell right now, but
right,
it's fine.
Same. Isn't that funny? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm selectively, I mean, it's a purposeful dress.
Yeah,
but
like,
I get
it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, right.
You could sleep with
I
him.
Nick, do you want to sleep?
You're like my aunt.
Aww. Wow, that was
oh, wow.
On air like rejection.
That'll dry you up quick. You're like my aunt. Okay.
But Jesus, see what I mean?
If I was in a relationship, Emily,
New York
yes.
Sucks.
I gotta choose my words carefully.
Thanks, Nick.
Change your mind real quick there.
Son.
I'm in a relationship. What can I say? You gotta be careful out here.
She's not listening. We already talked about her.
You also need to be on LinkedIn at this point because you need a new job. I'm kidding. As far as sex goes, we're so much better now.
Right?
I wasn't out here dirty talking in my 20s.
No. Now, don't you wish you could?
The stuff that comes out of my mouth, I'm like
what?
You go, girl. I like high five myself.
And you're like, wow, who said that?
What do you say? Like what? Tell me.
I think you have to just talk about a guy's dick.
Right?
Yeah.
Like it's the best dick you've ever seen.
See, that's it. The best dick you can't say the biggest because you guys know. You guys know if it's not the biggest, you know?
Right.
But if it's if it's the best, that's subjective.
I love that. That is so smart.
The best, yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
The best. The best. Right.
The best.
But biggest, like, really?
They're
really,
like, I know what I'm working with. It's not the biggest.
But that's like, it's just, you can't say stuff like that. Like, if a guy was like,
can't speak in superlatives about the penis,
tits
right?
tits I've ever seen. I'm best. Like, okay, liar. Like,
well, that, you know, in my case, it is true.
It's with yours, it's, right. yeah.
Yeah. I've double D boobs. They are the biggest you've ever seen.
Wow. Do you show them ever?
Like, during sex, yeah.
Right, but not like for the show. I mean, you guys already have a big following. You don't need
Nick,
to show
cover
them.
Your eyes.
But they're amazing. I don't have
He's like,
any.
You're like my aunt's sister. Please don't show your tits.
He's like these old broads.
No, we actually wanted you to.
He's like, bring those younger girls back.
Right, we want to see their titties.
You guys are amazing. Stop. Okay, what do you guys do, though, I have a question, because we talk about this a lot. How do you get out of a date if you're on a date? A bad date.
Leave. We just talked about this.
Oh my god!
Today.
Stop. What do you do?
We just talked about this date because I had right at the beginning of the podcast. I had this experience with this guy who was so rude to me. Like, had no interest in hearing anything I had to say. He wanted me to split the check with him, which is fine. I don't care.
Really?
But
you don't care? Oh, we
I don't.
That minute. Okay.
I just, you know, honestly, I'd appreciate it if you offered to pick it up because you invited me. But whatever. I don't mind buying a couple drinks.
Okay.
But he made me go to an ATM and get cash out.
God. You're like, dude, I have Venmo, whatever.
Right.
Out.
And also,
that's
it's
so
my job.
Not,
well, it's my job that, to like
the
stay
sound
on these
of
dates.
The money coming out ATM.
Oh,
like you
God.
Lost your boner.
Yeah. No. It's just we didn't fuck at the end of this date for sure.
Yeah. But you wrote it out.
I really wrote it out for work, you know, because I have
to
say.
Now you have the whole story.
Yeah,
going to ATM is a good part of the story.
I was really ashamed of myself that I wasn't just like, hey, it doesn't really seem like you want to be here. And I don't really want to either. So, like, let's just dead this. And I'm disappointed in myself that I didn't do that because it's hard.
Because next time, yeah. Well, we were talking about this. What we talked about, was it last night? That there's this, I came up with this idea. There was some study that says in 42 minutes or less, men and women know if they want to sleep with you.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And I thought, well, what if we just fucking set an alarm for 50 minutes into a date and be like, okay, so how do we think this is going?
That's like some Black Mirror shit.
Right?
Yeah.
But why not? And then we talk. Well, then the guy might think, well, you probably think it's going bad. But you could be playful. Like, okay, so you know it's 15 minutes in. So what do you think? Having a good time? Like, just kind of.
I think that's kind of funny.
Then,
I like it.
Because then you're getting real. You're not like, so where did you grow up? What's your mom? Do you have a brother or sister? You want to fucking shoot yourself.
Right.
I don't care if they have a brother or sister. Yeah. So then it gets real. I mean, you might, but
fuck
not
your
really.
Brother.
Yeah,
is he hotter than you? Then I might want to know
right,
if you have
exactly.
a brother.
Right, but then you could be like, well, I mean, they're like, what? No one ever asked him. Because we've assumed dating should just be like, we're not going to talk about it or whatever. But then it goes on for 3 hours maybe or whatever. I don't know if
you're this was like 3 hours.
You can't get that time back.
Never.
Oh, no. So what if it was 50 minutes?
52, I just think it'd be funny to be like,
yeah,
you know,
how's
I heard
it going?
On the radio.
Blame me, whatever.
This like expert told me that like 50 minutes in, I would know whether I wanted to sleep with you or not.
Well, do this and then
let
me know.
I have to jump in. Men, I think, know. There's tons of studies about men know if they want to fuck you or not. Women, guys can grow on them way more. So I've even had that experience with the guys that I've dated, fallen in love with, was like 50 minutes in, I was like, I don't want to fuck this person. Third date, I'm like, I love you, marry me.
Okay, right. No,
so, but men actually, it is more proven that women don't just like grow on them. They want to fuck you or they don't from like first sight.
I agree with you. So I had that same thing. I've totally had guys grow on me. But then I thought about it. I thought, okay, but what if this conversation, like what, let's say I'm not into him at the 50 minutes. Maybe I'm honest. I'm like, and he's like, I'm into him. I'm like, you know, I'm just not sure. And he'd be like, why? And I probably wouldn't say, I'm not sure if there's chemistry. Like, what if I even said that? And he's like, what? And then what if he said something hot? Like, the thing that I have to wait for the third date, that he's actually sexy? I'm just playing it out here.
What would he say to you to turn
it
around?
He'd be like, really? Like, let me kiss. What if he tried to,
that would be crazy if I was like,
know,
I'm not into
what
this.
What if
he
did it in a hot way? Or what if he said, like, something that was, what if I gave him a chance to be a leader, to be like a man who's like, I'm not gonna, what if he just said something funny or turned it around?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
But like, I don't know. I feel like guys would clam up. Okay, maybe and they'd be I wouldn't like, say the chemistry the
thing.
Spot.
Okay, what if it wasn't the chemistry thing and I was just like, let's say it wasn't an attraction thing. It was more like, let's see 50 minutes in, why? Let's think of a scenario. The last date you were on, why were you maybe not into the guy? Or why were you not into him?
Because he was like boring and stupid.
So boring and stupid.
Yeah. Not funny. Yeah, I mean, right. Humor is my turn on.
Right. You're like, we haven't laughed yet.
Yeah.
And then what if he cracks a joke?
But I think that like
not if you joke, not like, hey, why the chicken crossed the road?
Stand up said he's like secret.
No, what if he says something? I'm just saying, this has got to be a way. I'm just trying to be efficient at dating.
Yeah.
I don't want to have 3 hours go by. I can't get that time back, that money back.
I think that's how you leave. I think if you're like, I'm not in this anymore. I want to leave. Yeah. Then you say to the person, I feel like 50 minutes in, I should just know. You know,
yeah.
Like that's not a way for me to get somebody to act better.
I think if you're not vibing on any level, it's doomed.
Okay. This is just one of your...
When men grow on women, quote unquote, it's because the woman has something that's blocking her, whether it's their looks, whether it's their level of success, what they make, but they do vibe with them. Like the connection and the banter and the chemistry, I don't know if that grows. Like my experience with my ex was like, I was like, he just doesn't have his shit together. He's not successful. He's younger than me, but I am feeling this connection. So I think if it's none of it's there, you don't want to fuck the person. They're not making you laugh. You are not vibing. Just get out of there and never look back.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think 50 minutes in, someone's going to say some crazy thing that you're like, yeah, no, I want to fuck. Like, I just don't. I think.
He's like, jump across the table and stick his tongue in your throat. That wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's just a good way to get out of it. I heard a study.
Yeah. I feel like it's a great way to get out of it. Yeah. And I was really ashamed of myself that like, I didn't just say to this guy, like, hey, you don't really seem to want to be here either. You know, like, why did I stay? I wouldn't be that polite to Ashley if she was being rude to me. So why am I being that polite to a total stranger who I owe nothing to?
But see, this is a good lesson because you won't do it again.
Yeah.
And
right.
This is such a good lesson for women too, because I think we're pleasers. And we kind of, we were there to like, I don't want to hurt his feelings. And no, he's already here. Maybe it'll get better. Or it's a good drink or good alcohol or good food. But I also think we do that sexually too. We like, I'm going to give him a blowjob and not care if he goes down on me. Like, I think it's just a good sign
not.
To say that like, you know, women, right? Like,
yeah.
They got to give to you too.
We love, Nikki Glaser is a friend of ours,
I love
a comedian.
Nikki.
She's in here. You know, she's a series. We love her rule of like, I'm not having sex with a guy unless he makes me want to so bad. Like I'm just like, I'm turned on, I'm wet, I'm ready for it. Like, stop sleeping with guys you don't want to sleep with,
right?
Because you're scared of how they're going to react. Because, you know, not to get too dark, but women are scared of the way that rejected men were act. It's they can be scary.
Yeah.
You don't want to get into a harmful situation. The amount of times that women do stuff they don't want to do just because they're scared of the
so
awkward
many times.
Or like anger is just staggering. So, you know, we try to give women the tools like, this is how you can leave a date. And this is how you can say, no, I don't want to have sex with you.
Right. To de-escalate
it. You can.
Like, in the moment.
We've both done it. God, I've slept with so many people.
Yeah.
Sometimes because you're like, what do I do? No one wants a hand job. I don't want to blow this guy.
Right. Just easier to fuck him.
Yeah, I'm here. You know,
yeah,
I'm here. When you're 22, you don't know how to get out of
right.
that. When I'm in my 30s, yeah, I guess I could say no and leave. But I'm 20, 21 years old.
Yeah,
I guess
you
I'm
don't
here.
Know.
Like, I don't know. We're like halfway there. I can't
right.
say no. I guess I'll just do
but
this.
Right.
Yes,
but you
know?
Can. I mean, that's the thing.
But
we didn't know that either. Yeah, I've had so much sex. I'm like, really? Did I need to do that?
Right.
But luckily, I don't remember a lot of it now. But
for
you know,
sure.
This,
same.
You block it,
yeah.
right?
Well, unless you're blocked out going into it. Too,
yeah, if you're blocked
out,
exactly.
You're blocking it out somehow.
You're blocking it out somehow. Exactly. Because sometimes you might want to have sex with them, but it's going too fast or they're not doing something right. And then you can just say, you know what? Let's go back to kind of pulling back up. And
yeah.
Let's go back to the kissing, the making, or whatever it is, and not... But are you saying what's your advice if you just want to leave? Is that it? Just to not get...
Leave during sex or leave on a date?
Everything. Leave during sex.
I personally am probably not at a man's apartment, like after I've been drinking late at night, or if I'm not going to sleep with them. And maybe that sounds slutty to some people. It's just, I know me. And
like
I know
if
after...
if you get there, you're going to have sex with them.
I know me. And after like a few drinks, things seem like a good idea that like sober me does not think is a good idea. I'm not out here like, I'm not an alcoholic sleeping with people I don't want to sleep with. But yeah, you have a couple drinks. Things are like fun. It's late. You're kissing, you're like, well, I'm here, you know. And then you wake up in the morning, you're like, I just, why did I do that?
I just,
you know?
Think, do whatever you want. I had a guy that was over at my house, and we were making out, and I'm like, I don't want this at all. My lips were chapped. It was
yeah.
His beard was hurting.
Ugh.
He had this little tiny pencil dick, and I was like, I don't feel well.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I don't feel well. I might have had too much to drink. And he was like, do you want me to? I'm at my place. It would have been easier if I was at his place.
Right.
I could have left, and he was like, do you want me to leave? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's the best feeling
just
when they
go.
Leave. Yeah, yeah, just leave. I don't feel
it's just
I don't
not
feel good
worth
works,
it.
Because you really don't feel
always,
good
yes.
about my decision to have you over in my bed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
In a way,
all, I don't feel whatever you need. Lie, we always say, like, I do not lie. Like, I'm just the worst at it and I hate
it's good,
it. And
though.
Just honesty is number one policy for me. But you can lie your way out of an uncomfortable situation with a man. Like, if you need to make something up, my dog is sick. I mean, whatever. Like, I'm sick.
Yeah.
Get out of there. Girlfriend has an emergency. Do what you need to do and deal with it later. Like, he might be a little annoyed, you know, worst case, you know, something happens, you go to the police. But, you know, I'm just
right.
kind of like, that's probably not going to happen. He might be a little annoyed. Who cares?
Right, exactly.
What's that guy going to tell his friend? Chew and fuck me and I'm so pissed. Yeah. They can't say that.
They can't. No, get yourself out of
you're
there.
You're in the right.
Smart. No, absolutely. Oh my God, you guys.
Well, thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
I love your TED Talk. You're right. Women, just say no. Or just do you.
Yeah.
Right? Just leave. It's okay. Okay, you guys, this is awesome. GirlsGottaEatPodcast.com. I have to ask you guys five questions first, but GirlsGottaEatPodcast.com. And where else can they find you? At GirlsGottaEat.
That's the Instagram
and you
handle
guys have
too.
Your, oh my God. Yeah. And they, okay. So they also have Instagram fame before their podcast, which is awesome. One Hungry Jew.
Yeah.
I'm a Hungry Jew too.
Yeah, we have tons of them in New York.
I love it. Yeah, I love New York. My mom's from New York. Like, I feel like I could be in New York.
Yeah, you look like you could
I
be
know,
in New York.
Right?
Yeah, you're yeah. good.
Okay. And yours is Ash. Wait, your other one. Don't you have another podcast?
Yeah. Bros Being Basic.
Girls Being
Basic.
Girls be,
that's I love a, that.
Bros Being Basic.
Love it.
Yeah.
Bros
it's
Being
like a
Basic.
Par-
no,
parody.
I know it. I've
yeah.
seen it. I love it. Bros Being Basic.
Yeah.
Check it out too. And Girls Gotta Eat Podcast. Okay, I have five questions I ask everyone.
Okay.
Ready?
We're ready.
Here we go. Biggest turn on. Let's go back and forth.
Humor.
Really? You weren't going to say somebody who tells you that they're into you? That's it.
That's my number one
that's
requirement.
Number one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't like guys who don't like me.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Right, exactly.
Humor. If we, it's hard to find the banter that, yeah. I mean, it's number, numero uno.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of women would say that, right?
What?
Humor,
funny,
humor
funny
is
women.
Really tough for me.
Some people.
Yeah, I need it. Like, I need banter
more
than
comedians?
Pretty much anything.
Side note.
Does she date comedians?
I don't know who you're dating. Okay,
I've tried to fuck every comedian that came on our show. That's why she's laughing so hard.
Because I'm a comic and I do not date comedians.
Right, right.
Because I know, you know, I know too much. But Raina is new to the scene.
Oh, because they're so charming.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But have fun with that.
They're damaged.
You guys can do a fun, right, but it's good stories. Biggest turn off.
Ooh, somebody who negs me.
Ooh,
someone
yeah.
who just like needs to sort of like poke fun at me in like a way that I don't enjoy. Cause like I have a sense of humor. Nobody on earth would say I don't. And I know when something's funny and I know when you're just being shitty and I don't like it.
Right.
On
don't
a, on
fuck
like a
with
first
you.
Date
no
second.
One fucks
yeah,
with you.
Don't do that. I don't like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I gotcha. We're not going to fuck with Raina. Okay, biggest turn off.
Just any dishonesty. I'm done. Also, if you don't like me, like,
right. you're so likable, you guys.
I cannot tell you. If I'm into a guy, Raina knows this. I was obsessed with this guy. And then I just felt like he lost interest in me. I'm like, I'm out. Vagina dried up.
Right.
Went inside of itself. You have to
you ever,
like me.
Are you sure he didn't like you? Or do you ever prematurely
it's a
think
whole
they
thing.
Like
he's just
dance.
Like, he doesn't have a dad.
I got it.
It's a, you know? So,
tall, hot, no
enough
dad.
Said.
Tall,
forget
yeah,
it.
Funny and no dad.
Okay.
It is a recipe for disaster.
And beautiful.
Oh, like the hottest guy you've ever seen.
Yeah. But he, I could tell, I was like, he pulled back. It was a whole thing. I mean, I don't, that's a very long story. We don't have time for it. But when I felt he wasn't interested in me again, I was like, I'm out of here.
Right.
It's, that's my number one thing. I've never chased guys that don't like me. It's so gross
to
me.
No, I get it. I get it. I have abandonment issues. Like, yeah, before they even get, pre-leave. I get it. Okay. Number one sex tip.
Ooh.
I don't have a question.
Oh, jeez.
I think just be honest about what you want. You know, this is a time for you to enjoy yourself too. You're there as well. So if you like dirty talk or butt play or whatever it is that you like, ask for those things.
Yeah.
And you know,
down with
if you don't enjoy what's happening, ask for it to not happen too.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you answer that?
Cosign.
Okay, cosign. Perfect.
Thanks, girl.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break and then we come back. We're going to get into your calls and your emails. All right, so we're talking in the office the other day about all the amazing toys we've gotten to try lately. And because my team is all women, I realized that you penis owners out there might be wondering where all your toy love is. Well, the good news, our friends at AdamandEve.com are bringing you something special. Adam and Eve has so many of my favorite toys for penises and prostates, from fleshlight to Aneros to hot octopus and everything in between. I mean, the amount of toys is pretty mind-boggling. You just go to their site and click on For Him and your mind will definitely be blown. I mean, mine was for sure. For a limited time, Adam and Eve will chop 50% off almost any single item and ship you the whole thing for free. Love for free. And hey, while you're in there saving all that money, why not pick up something for your partner too? And please, don't forget the lube. As long as you're doing it, get the lube. You know how I feel about lube. Oh, and of course, the discount works on toys for vulvas as well. To save 50% off almost any single item and get your entire order shipped for free, go to adamandeve.com today. Use code Emily at checkout. That's ADAMANDEVE.com and use code Emily. I am so excited to let you know you can now hear Sex with Emily live 5 days a week on SiriusXM Radio. You'll find me in Stars, channel 109, Monday through Friday at 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. But don't worry, the podcast is staying right here. My brand new radio show will have everything you love about Sex with Emily and more, because every day I'll be interviewing guests, sharing the latest news, and my favorite part, taking your calls live on the air 2 hours every weekday. If you're a SiriusXM subscriber, you already know how great it is. If you never tried it, get a free trial for 30 days. Just go to sexwithemily.com/SXM. That's sexwithemily.com/SXM today to try SiriusXM for yourself. See you there. Mm-hmm. But right now, we want to answer an email because this just got us all thinking. Got us all in a Twitter.
Yeah. It really flutter. A flutter in a Twitter.
We tweeted that we were fluttering about this.
Okay, so this comes to us from Ashley, who's 27 in Georgia. Hi, Dr. Emily. Ooh, so formal.
I know.
I'm reaching out because I could really use some help. My boyfriend of over a year just announced to me last week that he's unhappy with our sex life. FYI, we have sex multiple times a week. Because he doesn't see me as a sexual person in the way that I behave, dress, talk, etc. And that he's beginning to believe that I'll never exude sexuality. I'm so worried this will ruin our relationship. Emily, what on earth do I do about this? I like to think I'm a sexual person, but clearly I'm not showing it. How can I become more of a sexual person without changing who I am? Thanks in advance for your input.
Okay, Ashley, I love this email. We all loved it because I was like, what does that mean? Because first I read these and I'm like, okay, well, you know, I read them a few times, you guys. I take your questions very seriously, just so you know. Because first I read this and I'm like, well, don't let him label you and say that you are not a sexual person. And like, kind of like, what does that even mean? And so obviously in his definition, he's saying that maybe she's not dressing the way he thinks a sexual person should act or talking. And then he labels her as not being sexual. So in his mind, a sexual person means someone who's, I don't know, showing cleavage or talking about sex all the time. I mean, how do you define it? Like, what does that mean to be a sexual person? And like, what does that, you know, what does that mean to you? I mean, it's like what I think we all get to decide. And I would tell Ashley specifically, but then I want to talk about this more, is that you get to ask him for some clarification. Like, what does that look like to him? How would you, Ashley, have to change your behavior? What to him would make him go, aha, you're finally sexual? Because then A, you're chasing your tail around and trying to figure out what that means. But I want to know what being a sexual person means to you, Ashley, and like, and then finding out like, now perhaps like, let's just do some talking here. He's saying the way you dress, like that to me is stuff. You can dress sexy, you can not dress sexy, but also what it could also mean, like maybe he would love if you initiated sex more. I know that one of the top questions I get asked from men or requests are like, my partner does not initiate sex enough. So maybe for him, initiating is more of a thing. Or maybe, are you talking about sex? Are you sharing fantasies? You know, are you, I just need to know, you know, more about that. Cause in thinking of like what a sexual person thinks, I was like, okay, well, even before I did the show, we were talking about this earlier. I was like, people always assumed I was a sexual person. Like, oh, you're sexual. Like my boyfriends were like, you're a sexual person. I was like, oh, I know that I was always really flirty. Cause that could also be taken. Someone could think someone who's flirty is sexual, but they're not necessarily sexual. I think if you're comfortable with sex, meaning probably comfortable, I've always been comfortable talking about it and comfortable naked. And not because I thought I have the best, I love my body. It's not that, you guys. I do love my body now. But I think I've just, you know, you go through things. I think just being naked was just, I don't know, you guys. Maybe I was lucky there wasn't as much porn around, or I just fucking know that if I'm with a guy in bed, I'm not thinking about my body or his body. There's chemistry. There's a connection. I am someone who's felt comfortable. Didn't feel like I was a sex expert all the time, but I felt like, okay, we're in this together and I feel comfortable and comfortable naked and comfortable with him. And I was never taboo and caught up in sex thinking it was weird if someone requested anything. And so, you know, another thing could be like, maybe you masturbate a lot, then some of that person could be seen as sexual.
I thought this was super interesting as well, because also too, I would rather have someone who doesn't exude sexuality but is sexual, they're having sex multiple times a week, than someone that's exuding it but is not sexual actually.
Well, that happens all the time.
Well, that's
right?
What I'm saying. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, it's a little confusing here, and I would be the same with her. I'd be like, well, what do you
right.
What do you mean?
Does he need more language from her? Does he want her to make more noises in bed? Does he want her to like kind of say like, oh babe, it feels so good? Like maybe she's one of these women who isn't as vocal. That's just like,
I wonder if he's a sexual person, like exudes that, you know? Like
maybe he's learned up, right, exactly. Maybe he's not exuding it, because you guys, a lot of times when we go after a partner for something, it's actually something within ourselves that's lacking. Like a mirror. Sometimes we look at someone and we, oh, you never do this. And maybe he's actually having some things about the way he expresses sexuality. So we understand that a good portion of the world believes that porn is real and that porn is actually a literal adaptation of life, of like how sex should be. And it's not. It's made for entertainment. So maybe that's all he's seen. And so he thinks, well, she's not purring in the ways or... You know,
that's yeah. So that's
giving me a blowjob in the way I've seen in porn.
This email reminds me of that saying, "A lady on the streets, freak in the sheets."
Yep.
That whole sexual essence that you give off. It's like, do you only keep that in the bedroom? And when right. is it too much out in public? And
yeah, and they're in the South too. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just be you guys. Sex in the South was different than maybe how we are in California. You know, there might be different mores. So, I mean, I guess the desperation or thing is like, help. What on earth do I do? I'm not, how can I become more sexual without changing who I am? You know, it's like, I just want every woman, every man listening just to think about, like, you get to decide what it means to all things sexual mean to you. And then if you don't know, then I would say that's your job to like figure out what your fantasies are, what turns you on, how often you want sex. And I don't even think that you might fully know at 27.
Okay, but we are going to talk to an Eric.
Oh, Eric, that's what it was.
Who's 52 right. in Texas. His wife says he's too big and it's uncomfortable during sex.
Hey, Eric. How you doing?
I'm trying to figure out what to do. I'm not sure what to do. you know, and it's messing up my action. So
I hear ya. No, I get it, Eric. So how long have you guys been together? So you're too big, it hurts. How long?
Well, we've been together for 34 years.
34 years.
But what has taken place in the last few years is that, you know, I lost about 130 pounds. She's lost almost 2. So, you know, we're at the gym every day. We're fit now.
Wow. So, congratulations.
Thanks. So, now it's a big problem. You know, when we was younger, it wasn't as much as a problem, you know, but as we was big, I guess it wasn't too much of a problem, but now it's really a problem and it's...
So your penis, it's too big, it's too hard. And how old, I mean, too big for her, it hurts.
Yes.
Your penis. Okay, so here's the thing. You probably had some skin, like, in the cover. If you guys lost all that weight, it probably just wasn't able to go in as deep. But here's the other thing, Eric. How old's your wife? Is she the same age?
She's 53. She's a year older than I am.
Okay. Because, I mean, I do have some positions. It's funny because there's probably a lot of guys going, oh, I wish I had that problem. But no, I actually hear from men, more men who have a large penis and it's a problem because it hurts their partner than small. She might be having more pain now also because of menopause. I don't know if she's gone through menopause, but for women, they can have more sensitivities. The lining becomes thinner inside their uterus, and they've lost of estrogen just causes, so that's part of it. My other thing is just using a ton of lube. I don't know if you use lube, but you need to use a lot of lube and go slow.
I use lube,
yeah.
But I'm not sure what kind of lube, because the other lube, I have one that I use at Walmart, but there's another type of lube. Other lubes I use, it's been kind of sticky.
Don't do any, I don't recommend lubes that they sell at Walmart. I love Uber Lube. Uber Lube is an amazing lube. It has a pump, it's silicone, and you just use a pump and it's by your bed, which I love because you don't have to like, it's a beautiful glass bottle. It's easy to use and you got to apply, reapply, and it's more slippery. It lasts longer. You're going to love it. But also, really, when you have a larger, you know, penis, the positions that are better are like shallow thrusting positions where it's more shallow. So like, first of all, if she's on top, she can control the depth and the motions and all that. And then like more like shallow thrust, like also if you put like a pillow, if she puts a pillow underneath her, that could also help. And it's really just more about, what are some of the more shallow thrusting positions when he's...
The coital alignment.
That's another great position, the coital alignment technique. But is that for the large penis? I'm just trying to think.
Well, just because that way it's more of a sliding than pounding.
Don't ever pound. But with the coit alignment technique, this is great for everybody, actually. Women, it's called the cat position. Women are more likely to orgasm in this position because it's when she's on the bottom and you're on the top, so missionary. But you're on top of her, and it's more of like an grinding. Like, I mean, it's more of an up and down than like going, like your head's above her, and you're sliding up and sliding back. And so those are some things in making sure that she's really turned on, that she's warmed up. You know, maybe she has an orgasm first, and that kind of helps her be more, you know, be more lubricated. And we're going to put this position in the show notes if you go to sexwithelmy.com. Spooning can also be another great position for larger members.
And what did you say the name of the lube was?
Uber Lube. It's amazing. Uber Lube. We've got it at sexwithelmy.com. Like an Uber driver. Right. It's like an Uber driver. But no, it's seriously the best. It's such great lube. It's silicone. It lasts longer. You don't have to reapply it. And just remember, go slow. Make sure she's turned on. And then my other thing is, we will put some of these positions in the show notes, but it could be more painful because of menopause. And women have to, she has to go to her doctor, get her hormones checked. There's a lot of great technologies now for women who do have pain during sex that can help her. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
We have Christy, 40, in California. She said she can be bold on the phone or over text, but gets timid in person.
That's a good one, Christy. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
Christy, what's going on? So I hear what you're saying. So you're confident in the texting and the phone, and then you see him and you're just like tongue-tied?
Exactly. It's like he said over the phone the other night, you know, you're so bold over the phone or through text. And then, like, we get into the bedroom, and it's like, I'm like a deer in headlights.
Oh, in the bedroom. Deer in headlights. Okay. So, has this always been the case, or is it just with someone new? Like,
well, I was in a marriage for, like, 15 years, and it was all about him, never about me.
Yeah.
So, it's like, the minute I'm with my boyfriend, it's like, that's the first thing I think about. It's like, okay, it's just about him and that's it.
Right. Okay. Okay. So you're in a relationship now?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. This is good because now you guys can work on this together. Does he know that this is what your experience is in the bedroom, that you had a whole 15 years of it's all about his penis, your ex's penis and his pleasure and not yours?
Exactly. Basically, yeah, I've told him that.
Okay.
And he's told me, you know, I really want to make you happy. It's all about you first.
Yeah, he's right.
But then we get there and I'm just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to ask for or how to ask for it. You know,
right.
I'm so bold and over the phone, I tell him exactly what I want.
Well, what?
And I have a hard time articulating that.
Okay, but the things that you're saying over the phone, are those the things you actually want in the bedroom?
Yes.
Okay, so could you just bring your phone? I don't recommend phones in the bedrooms, but maybe you could look at what you read and just say it to him.
That would be good, actually.
Yeah.
I could probably do that.
Yeah, just say, I'm going to get used to this. You could say it in the shower to yourself. Just say it 10 times out loud next time you're driving to us. Or just read it on the phone and be like, yeah, I meant it. I meant that I want you to go down on me for 45 minutes or whatever you say.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's just a little hump. You got to get, I mean, here's the thing. First of all, what I love about this, Christy, is that you recognize that, yeah, your husband, it's done, it's the past, but we all get into these patterns. Like, our entire life is about getting in patterns and then breaking those patterns. So I love that you know what it is and that you have a lover right now who's like, I'm down, babe. I want to please you. So baby steps, if you actually want those things, you know, just say it in the, use your phone to say, like, I'm sorry, I'm nervous, just say it, I want it. And then, like, try to just breathe and not react and get, you know, maybe if you get nervous, that's fine. And then just practice it and then, like, lay back and let him please you.
Yes. That's what happens is I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. You just go ahead and do what you're going to do.
No, let him know. Say, and you could even text him and say, tonight we're going to try something new. I can't wait for you to do blank, whatever you're going to say. And I'm going to tell this to you again. So, you know, I'm going to be waiting for you on my back, whatever you want. But I think set the stage and don't, you know, allow that, you know, just read it again and read it in front of him and you'll be fine. It'll get easier, I promise. Especially because he wants to please you. So, and especially because the first time, you just make a promise you're going to just do your best to do it next time because it sounds like you're going back into the same pattern of like, no, I just want it to be you. But he's already saying, you know, he wants to please you. So I think you're going to be okay, Christy.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Let me know how it goes.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I hope you like the Girls Gotta Eat.
had such a good time with them, and I just love you all. Thanks for supporting the show, and thanks for sharing this show with a friend, letting them know if you heard something on here to share with them. Also, you know, we all need a little bit of sex help. Also, we love when you subscribe. So wherever you listen, it totally helps us if you want to leave a nice review in iTunes. Thanks for supporting the show. And thanks to my incredible team, Ken, Kristen, Michelle, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. My fantasy product just came to life. I mean, I've been waiting for something like this with this quality to come out forever. And who better to have made this fantasy a reality than one of my favorite companies, WeVibe.
Oh, the suspense. Just tell them what it is.
Okay, so it's the Moxie, and here's what it is. It's a tiny vibrator that you can secretly wear in your underwear and control with a remote or WeVibe's WeConnect app.
Yes, a panty vibe. I mean, you could obviously still use it like a regular vibrator, which is the cool thing about toys and such, but it's quiet enough to use in public. And it's super comfortable to wear, which, duh, like, I don't want a panty vibe that's uncomfortable and loud.
It's powerful. There's a magnet that keeps it in place, so there's no, like, weird Velcro or anything. Like, you just, boop, has a magnet on the other side of your underwear, keeps it in place. So, like, okay, let me set the scene for you. I'm out to dinner with a partner. I decide I'm going to wear it out that night.
Already. Should be a movie scene. I'm imagining it, but sorry, continue.
Exactly, okay. So my partner is going to set it off at random times throughout the night, like, maybe I get up to get a drink and he starts buzzing it. And then I have to try so hard not to be all like Harry Met Sally at the restaurant, although my moans would totally be authentic. Anyway, my date could be across the table at the bar or even go back home. I mean, he could get on a plane and leave the country and still control it the entire time. That's the thing. Your partner can use it from anywhere.
Oh, wow. What an interesting date that would be if he literally just to test it went left.
He's like, I'm going to China. Can I still vibe you from China?
I mean, he could. Like,
I don't care. I'm still getting off. You can vibe me from anywhere, babe. Okay, so I could also unpair him. Anyway, you guys have got to check out this. We have been so excited to tell you about it for months. You're going to love it. Go to sexwithemily.com/WeVibe. That's my site, sexwithemily.com/WEVIBE, and check out the Moxie for yourself.